Now listen and answer your questions.
So let's take a closer look at these three languages. All three have declined to different extents over the centuries for various social, geographical and political reasons, which we'll cover in more detail in the next lecture. What I'd like to discuss briefly now are the attempts to revive all three of these languages from, in the case of Cornish and Manx, almost complete extinction. At its peak, Cornish had about 39,000 speakers. That was way back in the 13th century. And by the mid-16th century, the language was in rapid decline. It was still used in some Western communities until the late 1700s, and there are records of it having been used in some Cornish families as late as the 19th century. The revival process started in the early 20th century, with Cornish literature being published and music and even film being revived. A very tiny minority of Cornish children are currently being brought up bilingual, and the language is taught in some schools. It was officially recognised as a UK minority language in 2002, and this led to some standardisation of the various written forms, which had caused a number of disputes since the revival began. In 2010, Cornish speakers welcomed the reclassification of their language by UNESCO from an extinct language to a revitalised but critically endangered one. Manx holds a similar UNESCO status. It suffered a steep decline during the 1800s in favour of English, which was regarded with much greater prestige, and by the 1920s only a tiny percentage of islanders claimed to speak it. It was finally considered extinct in 1974, when its last native speaker died. Since then, there has been a revival on the Isle of Man, which has been helped by the amount of written and audio material available. Manx is now taught as a second language in all the island schools, and there are now a number of children who can be classed as native speakers. The island has also seen increased signage, and Radio Manx broadcasts a number of programmes in the traditional language. Since 1985, it has held official language status in the Isle of Man, alongside English. Breton, meanwhile, suffered a similar severe decline in the second half of the 20th century, and by the first decade of the 21st century, numbers of native speakers had reduced to around a fifth of the 1 million speakers they were in 1950, and most of these were over the age of 60. In recent years, though, the number of children attending Breton language schools, where children receive all instruction in Breton up to the age of 7, has increased. Breton also has a number of publications and many translations, including the comic series Asterix. Despite quite a strong and growing body of literature and media, and a comparatively large number of speakers, Breton is not recognised as an official language in France. This is due to an article in the French Constitution, which states that only French can be officially recognised. Despite the efforts of autonomists and organisations like the Breton Language Agency, which was set up in 1999 to promote the language, Breton remains a vulnerable language and is officially classified by UNESCO as severely endangered. Now, let's move on to look at some of the features of each language. If you look at the grammar in each of